I guess that signals the start of the show. This is your host, Neilu, from the Daughters of Isis. I have in the studio the band, and we'd like to sing you a song. If you just bear with us, we'll just get ourselves together and sing you a song. Je suis pédé, un petit pédé. Je suis pédé, et je suis noir. Plutôt, je suis brun foncé. Et alors, je suis pédé. Un petit pédé. Et je suis presque noir. Je suis presque noir. Je n'aime pas des racistes, ou des fascistes, ou des nazis. Mais ma mère m'a dit que c'est impoli de tuer ou frapper des gens. Alors, je ne vous haïs pas. Je veux pas vous tuer. Je suis qu'un pédé. Je suis qu'un petit pédé. Je veux tuer. Je veux frapper. Mais ma mère m'a dit que c'est pas poli de tuer ou frapper des gens. Alors, je respecte ses voeux. Mais monsieur, on a des choses à faire. Oui, vas-y. Oncle-moi. Oncle-moi. Ta-da! Okay, so that was the Daughters of Isis with Je suis pédé, which means I am a whoopsie in French. The song is really quite simple. It speaks about hating racists and fascists and Nazis, but there's a line in it where it goes, my mother said it was impolite to hit or kill, so I don't. I just thought I'd put some French tone on today, because today's the 14th of July, le jour de la Bastille, or is it le jour de la prise de la Bastille? I think this is when they took over the Bastille prison in Paris, which held a lot of political prisoners, and then it kind of kick-started the revolution. I think by that time we'd already had ours, and we'd tried a republic here, but reinstated the monarchy because it didn't really work. We just ended up with a dictator called Oliver Cromwell, I think that remains the big difference between us and our cousins across the channel. We've got the Queen, and they have Nicolas Sarkozy. Which would you prefer? Whilst we're talking about the revolution, the notion of equality, brotherhood, fraternity, and liberty didn't quite extend to everyone straight away. Indeed, long after the revolution happened, the French colonies still had slaves. And it's not often spoken about when we talk about the revolution or the beginning of a new chapter, is that these three values didn't always immediately extend to everybody. And that could be true of most cultures today, is that the values that they were built on don't extend to everybody in that country. I'll stop being so negative and political, and we can have maybe our first song of the evening after that shambles that we did earlier. Here we go.
I don't know. verre sanglant des deux.
I can hear it all. Far, far ahead, it will come to be a rallying cry for a free people. A symbol of the end of oppression. An anthem of liberty for all the world. God, who has given me this power, listen to my voice.
So there you go, two versions of La Marseillaise, the first one by Serge Gainsbourg and the second one from the movie Mrs. Henderson Presents. And it's a very rousing national anthem, I feel. If you know French and you listen to the words, it's almost a call to arms to protect your your country and your rights as free citizens. So anyway, I think what we'll have is some more French music, because today is Bastille Day. Okay, the next song is coming. That was the, if I might swear just right now, the fucking amazing Josephine Baker. If you know anything about her, she was an artist that left the United States for France because I think she was persecuted at home. In those days, France was a lot freer in terms of there just wasn't that sort of racial tension that you had in the States at the beginning of in the sort of 1920s, I guess. So her most famous moves were sort of doing this crisscross thing over her knees, and of course the famous banana dress skirt, which she wore basically nothing apart from bananas and danced around. But yeah, what an amazing voice. You can kind of feel the fragility and also the Americanness of that voice in when it's sung in French. Okay, our next artist is Vanessa Paradis, and this is I believe it's a cover of an Edith Piaf song, and it's called "Je vous salue, Madame." It means "I salute you, Madam." That was a bit of a poor translation, but you're about to hear it anyway, and you can enjoy it without me messing things up any further. Okay, here we go.
Je vous salue, madame. Ne priez plus pour moi. Ne me laissez pas succomber à la tentation. Je vous salue, madame. Ne priez plus pour moi. Je ne vous pardonne pas d'avoir laissé un jour prononcer votre nom par un autre que moi. Ne priez plus pour moi. Donnez-moi aujourd'hui et pour la dernière fois un baiser tout petit qui ne m'arrêtera pas. Je vous salue, madame. Ne priez plus pour moi.
Je suis laide sans toi, je suis comme un orphelin dans un dortoir. Je n'ai plus envie de vivre ma vie. Ma vie cesse quand tu pars. Je n'ai plus de vie et même mon lit se transforme en quai de gare. Quand tu t'en vas, je suis malade. Soir, et qu'elle me laissait seule avec mon désespoir. Je suis malade, parfaitement malade. T'arrives, on ne sait jamais quand. Tu repars, on ne sait jamais où. Et ça va faire bientôt 2 ans. Tu t'en fous comme à un rocher, comme à un péché. Je suis accroché à toi. Je suis fatigué, je suis épuisé de faire semblant d'être heureuse quand ils sont là. Je bois toutes les nuits, mais tous les whisky pour moi ont le même goût, et tous les bateaux portent ton drapeau. Je ne sais plus où aller. Tu es partout, je suis malade, complètement malade. Je verse mon sang dans ton corps, et je suis comme un oiseau mort. J'avais du talent avant ta peau. Cet amour me tue, si ça continue, je crèverai seul avec moi. près de ma radio comme un gosse idiot, écoutant ma propre voix qui chantera. Je suis malade, complètement malade, comme quand ma mère sortait le soir et qu'elle me laissait seule avec. Complètement malade, cerné de barricades. Tantôt je suis malade.
That was the fucking amazing Dalida with Je Suis Malade. I'm probably swearing a bit too much, and I'll probably lose my universal rating because of that, but I think most of us that are listening are adults, so it shouldn't be too bad. Just a bit more about Dalida, one of my favourite French artists. She had a career spanning about 4 decades, I believe, and she died by committing suicide. After her death, there was a survey done of who are the most influential people, and this was carried out in France, and Dalida came third, I think, in that survey. So she had some sort of effect on the French people. She was Italian. I think she was born in Egypt. She did a lot of sort of oriental dancing and was quite a special individual, I think. She was a precursor in France, I think, for other artists, megastars, I would say. So, I'm a bit biased, so anyway, I'll stop drooling over this, and we'll put another song on, shall we?
Parlez-moi de lui, vous le savez bien, il est toute ma vie. Je vous en prie, ne me cachez rien. Que fait-il là-bas? S'ennuie-t-il sans moi? A-t-il des amis? Parlez-moi de lui. Dites-moi pourquoi il ne m'écrit plus. Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends plus. J'ai si mal de lui. Et
Il fait si froid dehors. Ici c'est confortable, laissez-vous faire, Milord. Et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Et vos pieds sur une chaise, je vous connais, Milord. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu, je ne suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la rue. Pourtant je vous ai frôlé quand vous passiez hier. Vous n'étiez pas peu fière, dame, le ciel vous comblait. Votre foulard de soie flottant sur vos épaules, vous aviez le beau rôle, on aurait dit le roi. Vous marchiez en vainqueur au bras d'une demoiselle. Mon Dieu, qu'elle était belle. J'en ai froid dans le cœur. Allez, venez, Milord, vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors. Ici, c'est confortable. Laissez-vous faire, Milord. Et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Et vos pieds sur une chaise, je vous connais, Milord. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu, je ne suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la rue. Dire qu'il suffit parfois qu'il y ait un navire pour que tout se déchire. Quand le navire s'en va, il emmenait avec lui la douce aux yeux si tendres, qui n'a pas su comprendre qu'elle a brisé votre vie. L'amour, ça fait pleurer, comme quoi l'existence, ça vous donne toutes les chances pour les reprendre après. Allez, venez, Milord, vous avez l'air d'un môme, laissez-vous faire, Milord. Venez dans mon royaume, je soigne les remords, je chante la romance, je chante les Milord qui n'ont pas eu de chance. Regardez-moi, Milord, vous ne m'avez jamais vu, mais vous pleurez, Milord. Ça, je l'aurais jamais cru. Eh bien, voyons, Milord. Souriez-moi, Milord. Mieux que ça, un petit effort. Voilà, c'est ça. Allez, riez, Milord. Allez, chantez, Milord. Ta-da-da-da-da.
Right, so we had Parlez-moi de lui by Dalida, followed by Milord by Edith Piaf. Just wanted to say a few words about Edith Piaf. I think, have any of you seen the film La Vie en Rose? Or I think in France it was called La Môme. I think that kind of opened my eyes to the kind of life she had. She was very much a street urchin. She was discovered basically singing on the corner of a street, and then she had an incredible life. She was a drug addict, She died very young as well. She aged very quickly towards her at the end of her life. And I think when she died, because of her lifestyle, she wasn't allowed to have a Christian burial. But nevertheless, the people of Paris came out in their hordes in droves. And I think since post-war, since the end of the war, there hasn't been a turnout like that in Paris for any sort of event. Anyway, what I'm going to do is put on some more music and stop rambling on about stuff that I should know a bit better, but I don't. Okay, here we go. Was pretty powerful. It was called Mon Dieu, which means my God. I don't really want to translate what the song means. I just want you to feel, if you just feel the emotion in it, and you'll understand what it's saying, I think. Or maybe not. okay, I think we're gonna have of course a bit more French music, but maybe something a little bit different. Maybe music that is in French, but from somewhere else. Here we go.
Ma mère, voici le temps venu d'aller prier pour mon salut. Mathilde est revenue. Bounia, tu peux garder ton vin. Ce soir, je boirai mon chagrin. Mathilde est revenue. Toi la servante, toi la Maria, faudrait peut-être mieux changer nos draps. Mathilde est revenue. Mes amis, ne me laissez pas. Ce soir, je repars au combat. Maudite Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Cœur, ne t'emballe pas, fais comme si tu ne savais pas que la Mathilde est revenue. Mon cœur, arrête de répéter qu'elle est plus belle qu'avant l'été, la Mathilde qui est revenue. Mon cœur, arrête de brinque-baller, souviens-toi qu'elle t'a déchiré, la Mathilde qui est revenue. Mes amis, ne me laissez pas, non. Dites-moi, dites-moi qu'il ne faut pas, maudite Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Et vous, mes mains, restez tranquilles, c'est un chien qui nous revient de la ville, Mathilde est revenue. Et vous, mes mains, ne frappez pas, tout ça ne vous regarde pas, Mathilde est revenue. Ne tremblez plus, souvenez-vous quand je vous pleurais dessus, Mathilde est revenue. Vous mes mains, ne vous ouvrez pas, vous mes bras, ne vous tendez pas, sacrée Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Mère, arrête tes prières, ton Jacques retourne en enfer, Mathilde, mère. Apporte-nous du vin, celui des noces et des festins. Mathilde, mère revenue. Toi la servante, toi la Maria, va tendre mon grand lit de drap. Mathilde, mère revenue. Amis, ne comptez plus sur moi, je crache au ciel encore une fois. Ma belle Mathilde, puisque te voilà, te voilà.
That was Mathilde by Jacques Brel from Brussels in Belgium. what can I say about him? He was a very animated singer. He used to sing on stage and really almost spit the songs out and wave his arms around a lot. There's lots of video clips of him on YouTube, so go and have a look and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm just going to put on one last song by Brel because he's one of my favourite artists and I have a certain affinity with Brussels and indeed Belgium because I lived there for almost 2 years and it was two of the most interesting years of my life, let's just say. There was a couple of moments where I was living pretty much hand to mouth. I didn't have much money. And I was just discovering things for the first time thanks to some friends of mine, which opened my eyes to a whole sordid and disgusting world out there. I won't mention your name. But we all know who you are. Okay, let me put this song on.
Rêver un impossible rêve, porter le chagrin des départs, brûler possible fièvre, partir où personne ne part, aimer jusqu'à la déchirure, aimer même trop, même mal, tenter sans force et sans armure,
d'atteindre l'inaccessible étoile. Telle est ma quête, suivre l'étoile. Peu m'importe mes chances, peu m'importe le temps ou ma désespérance. Et puis lutter toujours, sans question ni repos, se damner pour l'ordre d'un mot d'amour. Je ne sais si je serai ce héros, mais mon cœur serait tranquille et les villes s'éclabousseraient de bleu, parce qu'un malheureux brûle encore, bien qu'ayant tout brûlé. Brûle encore, même trop, même mal, pour atteindre à s'en écarteler. L'inaccessible étoile.
That was Laquette, a song performed by Jacques Brel, and there is an English version. Lots of people have done covers of it. It's called, in English, The Impossible Dream. I think I've got one by Diana Ross and the Supremes. And yeah, if you don't know French, have a listen to the English one. The meaning is pretty much the same. Right, we're going to move a little bit away from Belgium and go to another French speaking place. You might not like this singer, but the song's good. Okay.
Connaît
Oh, wasn't that lovely? That was the Gigi, it's a Cajun song, so it's from Louisiana. But I have absolutely no fucking idea who the singer is or who did it or anything. It's just something that I've been given. We're going to have a bit more stuff on. This one's going to be a little bit different, but not too different, I hope. So, and I hope you're not feeling sleepy, because that was a bit of a lullaby, I think. So I hope you're still awake. I hope if you're driving, you haven't fallen asleep at the wheel. I hope if you're praying in church and listening to this, that you're still awake. And I hope that if you were in prison, that you're still awake as well, because it's not fun falling asleep whilst having earphones in your ears in prison, believe you me. Okay, the next song is a little bit different, as I said, so let me just put it on, okay, and then hopefully I haven't fucking fallen asleep during my fucking show, and I can put the next song on, and you'll actually hear it. Okay, here it goes. Wake up, everyone. I hope that didn't make you feel too sleepy. If you did want to get to sleep, then maybe you should politely switch me off first before you fall asleep. Otherwise, you might have some nightmares, and I'm not responsible for those. That's your own mind creating those fucking nightmares, okay? I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this show. It's almost finished. Thank you for listening to The Shambles. That was our live performance at the beginning of the show, and then having to endure all the fucking swearing right through the show. I'm really sorry about that. I must apologise. Yes, my doctor said to kind of swear if it helps. If it helps me sleep at night, I guess. If it helps stop the nightmares about the twins walking down the corridors. Or was that a movie? Yeah, that was a movie. Yeah. Right, okay. I think we're going to go back to the French theme and have some beautiful songs on now. So I'll just put one on. Hiya, it's me again. The first song was by Axel Red and it was called À Tâtons. I remember when I was living in Paris all those years ago, 1998, 97, I don't know, something like that. 96, oh my God, I don't know. Anyway, it was one of those years. I stayed over Christmas. It was pretty miserable. Very cold. I didn't really have that many friends at that time. Everyone had gone. But I was just kind of waiting for one of my friends to come for New Year's. So I decided to stay rather than trek it all the way up to Gisborough from Paris. So yeah, I spent Christmas Day in a restaurant, dining alone, and there was just me and basically the restaurant owner and the staff. So by the end of dinner, we had a few drinks and stuff. We all got talking and we put the telly on, put some MCs, and that video came on and it was fucking amazing. It featured a male kind of pole dancer who was absolutely amazingly beautiful. I think there were some sort of black shorts going on, and he was just incredibly handsome. Kind of a bit of a himbo, really. I'm sure he's pretty intelligent and everything, but I wasn't interested in that at the time. It certainly put a smile on my face and wiped away the Christmas blues, which was a bit of a miracle, let me tell you that. Okay, and the song after that was by Mylène Farmer, but I forget the name of it. Oh God, this happens to me from time to time, but I promise you that it's an amazing song, and I should know the bloody name of it. Let me just look it up on my in my notes. No, it's gone. Sorry, that's terrible. Oh. I'm sure it was something to do with remembering, so the irony of it. I think it's called Souviens-toi toujours, remember the day, I think the translation goes, or something like that. Anyway, right, okay, I made a complete idiot of myself in the last few minutes. That was Radio Nunu. This is Nilu from the Daughters of Isis. And I'm
signing out, signing out, signing out, signing out. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.